fuck off. Welcome back to another Danger Cats podcast, you dangerous bitches. Me, your boy Uncle Hack, as always, podcast 69 at DangerCatShop.com and Patreon, boys and gals. That's right, the Patreon has all your uncensored content need. We will be adding more and more to it. Boobies. I know you like boobies. So for, what is it, like $5 a month, you can support the channel and see boobies. Tell me a better combo. Tell me a better combo. I'll wait. Whoo! What a time to be alive. Holy shit. The world is continuously spinning around, and we are over here just mouth breathing and arguing about all sorts of shit across the planet. Nobody can agree on anything, and I think it's kind of fucked up. I wish we could just get to a place, you know, where human beings would just accept the fact that we're all fucking stupid. I think that, I personally think that white women just need to take the back seat for a little bit. Like, 2 months ago, you guys were beating the shit out of kitchenware out of your window in support of frontline workers. Now, you're posting ACAB in your Instagram bio. it's just getting too much. White women, just shut up. Shut up for a little bit. You know, this oppression bullshit. I appreciate you think that your voice has value. I appreciate that. But right now is not the time, okay? Even myself to talk about some of these political issues or social issues is just completely retarded. Don't cancel me for saying retarded, but it is. What the fuck do I know? I've never got my ass kicked by the cops. There's been times I should have, or maybe there's been times where I've been so drunk that I don't recall getting my ass kicked by the police. But I definitely know I've never been the most rational person to deal with after a few whiskeys, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird, weird fucking time to be alive. And I don't understand it. I wish we would just, you know, I wish everybody could just wake up and realize how fucking ridiculous some of us are. Like, just fucking boneheads, man. Boneheads. And I'm not over here with some sort of degree looking down upon people with my nose in the air. I don't think that one bit. If anything, I'm my biggest critic and I think I'm a complete jackass. And all I like doing is bringing nonsense to the forefront of the world. You know, I like watching what shitty behavior humans have. And laughing at it. That's really what I enjoy doing in life. That's why I'm in the position I am today. That's what's got me here. It's my complete stupidity. My own stupidity. And then on top of it, other human beings' stupidity, where we come and rejoice that moronic behavior together, which is beautiful. I think it's goddamn gorgeous. I love that grown men still think it's okay to smash beers off their head. And who the fuck decides whether it's right or wrong? Honestly, who can sit there and just be like, whoa, that ain't cool, man. Fucking grow up. Why? So I can impress people I don't give a shit about? So I can sit there and you know, sit at a table where there's way too many utensils to eat dinner? No, I want to eat KFC out of a fucking bucket. I don't want no plate. I want to be around some savages eating KFC and smashing beers off our head at the local park while the security guards are just shaking their head like, you pathetic fucking idiots. That's where I want to be. Those are the people I want to surround myself with. You know, people that don't take life too serious. Do I like making fun of shit? I love it more than anything on this planet. I love having me a little shits and giggle, you know? I think that's what we're lacking right now. Everybody needs to take a log off the goddamn fire and just go back to the days where we just laughed at shit. You know, when did things become so fucking serious? When did everything just turn into this cancel culture? This, you know, you got to watch. Who decides? This is a good question. Who decides what words we can and cannot use? Obviously, there's some words that shouldn't be said. And I think when I did say that, there's probably a few that came to mind that you're like, yeah, I can probably agree with a few of those. Yes. But like, you know, when did it become kind of necessary to shun people on the way they think? You know, we all want this, I don't know, it seems like when the narrative doesn't align with what you have to say, everybody's quick to just shit down your throat, which I don't think is right. I think that's kind of fucked. I think that, like I said, take a log off the fire, enjoy a fucking beer. This quarantine bullshit has been bad enough. We don't need everybody just fucking screaming and yelling at one another. Listen, have a fucking beer with a guy. You will learn a lot more about a person than screaming. Like for instance, over the past weekend, you know how on the previous episode, I was talking about Innisfail, Alberta, how that small town was shunned in the media because of a few idiots' remarks. And then there was supposed to be a Black Lives Matter movement that happened there. And then it got canceled. And then, you know, a bunch of people from outside the town came to the town and decided to, you know, get the wheels back in motion, which I think, hey, you know what? That's good. That's great. That's grand. But I think that attention is kind of, I don't know, I'm an idiot, but I think that attention should be put at your local, you know, maybe police departments or even, you know, legislative or somewhere it matters, your local MLA's office or politician's office, somewhere where it matters. Going to me, this is just what I think, going to a town and just like disrupting the activity in that town, I don't think does any good, especially, this was supposed to be a Black Lives Matter movement, but it ended up just being white people screaming in each other's faces. You know how ridiculous that kind of is? It ended up being white people just screaming in each other's faces. So what good does that do? What good does screaming in another guy's face do? Or woman, whatever. Or if you're trans in another trans fucking face. I don't know. Whatever you are, be it. But I think like, hey, let's just take a log off the fire. Take a fucking log off the fire. Enjoy life a little bit. There's already too much bullshit going on. There's already too much bullshit we don't care about. You know? Oh, God, whether it's conspiracy theories that are being posted on Facebook or, you know, getting into these arguments in the streets with people you don't even know about shit you don't experience, makes no fucking sense. What does it do? What does it do? What does it honestly do? Do you sleep better at night? If that's the case, I'm going to start screaming in the faces of the elderly. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start screaming in the faces of old people for raising their children that raised me in a poor fashion, you know? I should be yelling in my grandfather's face for allowing me to grow up with a single mother. That's what I should be doing. That's where my attention needs to be diverted right now is, this is the reason I am who I am today, because I didn't have the love of a father constantly in my life. yeah, I don't know. Take a goddamn log off the fire. You know, let's bring this bitch down to a simmer. fucking Christ almighty, you know? When I first started this, I had big dreams of shaking the world, shaking up the world. And now here I sit before you with an unshook world from myself. Somebody else took the ball and ran with it. But I don't know. We'll get to it. Fuck. Like I said, most of you that listen to this podcast or give a shit what I have to say, usually, like, I think your thoughts and viewpoints align with me. Like, for me to sit here and be like talking about George Soros or Antifa or any of these far right-wing conspiracy theories or left-wing ideologies just makes no sense at this point. Because what the fuck am I going to do? What the fuck am I going to do? And I don't care. I don't give a shit enough. You know, am I going to criticize our current government here in Canada? Of course. Even our provincial government, I think, is borderline retarded as well. But Christ almighty, it's just it's a never-ending battle. It's a never-ending battle. And I don't know. People just, like I said, take a log off the fire, kick the feet up, crack a goddamn beer, and do some dumb shit with your buddies. Here's my theory, and tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm an idiot. Well, we already know that I'm an idiot. But open this bitch back up. Obviously, you know, from the 19 videos my friends on Facebook have shared, the virus is fake. It's from 5G. So let's keep the towers at LTE. Let's keep that going. And just open the bitch wide open again. And let us go back to our alcoholic lives. You know, let us go to a strip club. Do you know how... You know how long it's been since we were able to go and just sit in a strip club, look at some double D fake titties, and enjoy the nectar of a double whiskey? You know how long it's been? It's been too long. That's what. It's been way too long. You know, there is girls that don't give a shit about me sitting around wondering, when am I going to be able to perform for that jackass that sits front row, throwing loony after loony, bill after bill? When is that? When will I be able to entertain that jackass again? You know, when is that moron gonna get slobbering drunk, sitting there spewing God knows what out of his mouth, and I gotta pretend that I'm entertained by this asshole, that I give a fuck what he has to say? You know, when is that time going to come around again? These ladies, I don't do it for me. I do it for them. That's who I do it for. You know, I make sure they're employed. That's down right to the bottom wire. Do I enjoy going in there and watching their talent and skills they possess on a brass pole? Of course I do. Of course I do. But I'm a gentleman and I want to keep the industry going. Do I want to see strip clubs close because of COVID-19? God, no. God, no. Where am I going to hang out? Where am I going to go? Huh? The fuck am I going to do? Go to a dance club? Go and pretend to mouth Drake lyrics? That ain't happening. Not in this lifetime. Not in this lifetime. Because where I want to be right now, hammered drunk, front row, watching, you know, a pop top off from the top of that brass pole and just watch it flutter to the ground so elegantly, only to watch her spin and spin and spin and drop that thing and twerk in a handstand. That's where I want life to be. I want life to be there again. Open this bitch up. We're deprived of naked ballerinas. You know, a guy wants to be at the Tinas watching this shit go down right now. I don't want to be sitting on Facebook arguing with my friends whether it's, you know, whether the virus is fake or not. I don't want to be doing that. No, I want to watch Cinnamon spread her cheeks and make her booty hole talk to me. That's where I want to be in life. I'm tired of, sitting here. The only pussy I've seen talk is Justin Trudeau every fucking day on CBC, live streaming on Facebook. That's the only pussy I've seen talk. I'm ready to see a new one. I'm ready to see a real one, you know? It's sad, isn't it? It's sad. That's where we need to be. We just need to chill the fuck out, go and support our local dancers, have a few triple whiskeys so we're so goddamn drunk we're falling out of chairs and keeping these fine ladies employed. Call me a simp if you will, but I'm doing God's work. That's what I'm doing. I'm out here doing Jesus's work in the form of a mustache and a shitty mullet. That's all. Oh, fuck. Man, oh, man. But yeah, God almighty. That's where I want to be. I just want to go and sit. You know, I got to a place where I felt like Norm from Cheers walking into the local Peelers here. You know, hey, how's it going, Hack? Hey, love that little dumb video you posted the other day. Hey, dude, I see you still got that short dick. Ha, 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 ha. You know, I want to hear those things again. Oh, you're still broke, huh? You want to go for a dance, you little short dick peckerhead? That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. And like many of you out there, even the females out there that listen to this, you know what? You know how you got yourself a good girl? This is how you know you got yourself a good girl. If you and your old lady can sit there and check out females together, that's when you know you got a great relationship. If she's secure enough with you in that relationship and she knows that you love big butts and a big butt walks by and she gives you a nudge and be like, take a peek at that boy. That's a keeper. That's a good woman right there. She knows. She's got it locked in her head. This man loves me, but he likes to read a menu from time to time. That's a good woman. That's one you keep around forever. You know, hey, honey, you see those double D's over there jogging? And you're like, you snap your head. Oh, what? And she points them out for you. That's a good woman. That's a great woman. That's a woman you bring home to mom, you know, and she'll look you dead in the eyes and just smile and be like, that's my man. I know my man loves some titties bouncing while a jogger's going by. I know my man wants to see some buns on the beach, so I'm going to give him a nudge. Take a little look at that, babe. Now think of that when you hammer this tonight, and just remember how good of a woman I actually am. That's a good woman right there. God bless you ladies that do that. That's a power move. That's a lioness move. That's the kind of shit other people, like, I know dudes that would dream to have a lady like that. That's a top knot. That's a bottom bitch in the terms of pimping. That's your bottom bitch right there. Pointing out other bitches for you to get a little looksy at. And if your woman takes you to the fucking local Peelers, if your woman takes you to the local Peelers and gets you both a lap dance, well, shit, son, you found an anomaly. You found yourself a damn good woman. A damn good woman. And she's like, you know what, babe? I want to go down to the Peelers tonight and I'm watching. I just want to sit there. Let's get a lap dance together. Let's get a little freaky. Let's do something nasty. Let's do something we never did before. I want to see a naked lady on your lap and then on my lap. And then I want her to hit me with her left titty and you with her right titty. And together, all three of us will share that moment. That's a good woman. That's a great woman. Oh, man. That right there just puts... To know that there's ladies out there like that, that just puts a smile on my face. That makes me happy for you. If you have that kind of woman in your life, that makes me happy for you. I applaud you. You know what? And if your woman does do that, you do yourself a favor. and go do something, you know, go do something nice for her. I'm not saying go and buy her $1,900 worth of flowers, but you know what? On the way home from work, if you're listening to this at work, today is the day, you know, stop by the store, get her favorite candy, bring her home a little something for being that good woman. Appreciate her for what she is and what she does for you. You know, not too often. A lot of these bitches out here are too insecure to handle you looking at another lady. And if she's out there pointing them out to you, do a little something nice for her today. Do a little something nice for her. She deserves it. Pointing out some double D's bouncing while they're jogging. You know, pointing out some cheeks on the beach. She deserves some candy today, boy. And I ain't talking about your pee-pee. She ain't deserving the meat today. Get it, sir. Satisfy her sweet tooth. She likes a little bakery. There's a bakery around the corner that she likes. Go and pick her up a little something. Pick her up a little something after dinner. You know, eat her out in the moonlight. Eat her out in the moonlight. And make her feel like the woman that she is. Because she's a good woman for doing those things for you. Taking you down to the titty bar and getting you a lap dance. Son, got yourself a good woman. Got yourself a good woman. God bless him. You know, I love that shit. I love it when a chick is just, she gets it. You know, you don't got to explain anything. She just gets it. She's like, yeah, you know what? This fella just loves looking at titties. He just loves looking at titties. He loves playing with mine, but he likes looking at other ones too. Little comparison. Oh, yeah, her nipple's just slightly bigger than yours, babe. And that's kind of a compliment in itself, if you really think about it, because he's thinking about your nipples afterwards. You know, you should look, my baby's nipples are better. That's a compliment in itself. See us men, we do some weird shit from time to time. I understand that. We're wired different, you know? We do dumb shit. Women do dumb shit too. But we're pretty, at the end of the day, we're not a sophisticated species. Yeah, you know, like, I don't know about you, but I'm not a high maintenance dude. I'm not a high maintenance cat. Shit, you fucking cook for me every now and then. God damn, you make me laugh. Oh, man, a girl with a sense of humor. Hoo-hoo. Chalk me up. Yeah. And that's love. That's when you know it's love. You know it's love when your woman does shit like that for you. You know what I mean? Those are small wins in life that make for a long-lasting relationship. You know, you see these couples, oh, how did you stay together for 20 years? Well, year two, I started doing this thing where I was pointing out titties and we would look at nudes of girls together. We would do that shit. A fucking, you know, a thing that a lady that I used to date, we went to the strippers a few times together. It was good. It was great. I thought it was great. She was very secure with herself. You know, she knew that me and her were a thing. She knew what was going on. She got it. Very secure with herself. She used to do that to me. We'd be walking, and she would point out some giant titties or, you know, a big old fat ass that we both would just look each other in the eye and just kind of give a nod. Like, you know what? We're both sharing this right now. Look at the cheeks on that thing. And then that just kind of, that deepens that love. That love bug. That's that love bug right there. That's shit. You can't. I don't know. I you just can't buy that kind of connection. You know. That's a good connection. I think it's like, you know what? We're gonna go a locker room. Locker room boys talk. Here we go. Locker room boys talk. Nothing I love more than a chick that is secure like that. You know, when you're sitting around and like, and you can share a sense of humor. You don't need all the same interests. You don't need all that shit. But you have this connection where, you know, you both love titties. You both love titties. That's something money can't buy, fellas. That is something that money cannot buy. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing if you get to experience that in your lifetime. And I hope some of you out there are currently experiencing that, because it's a gorgeous thing. Damn. What a world. Did you guys see that shit with Chris D'Elia? Oh, man. That's some heavy hitter. That's some heavy hitting shit. I'm not going to sit here and shit on the guy, because I don't know, man. I don't feel like, A, I'm the person to be shitting on somebody for dumb behavior. Obviously, I'm not sliding in the DMs of 17-year-olds or 16, 15, or whatever it was. I'm not Jeffrey Epstein II. And is what he did wrong? I don't know. I just read the headlines. I've read the headlines. I didn't read none of the messages. I read a few blogs about it. But, man. How? Why? Why? I don't know about you, but I got a massive MILF fantasy. I love cougars. I do. I think cougars are just the greatest thing on this. There is nothing, you know, oh, fuck, why would you want to fuck old bitches? Because those bitches know what the fuck they're doing. That's what's going on. I'll tell you what. Every time all these old swingers, like those swinger stories that I told you, obviously older women, and they shag like a minx. Every time I'd get myself caught up in some swinger situation, these cougs, they know that when they put their claws into a younger guy, watch out. Watch out. You know, some of these younger girls that are out there being like, oh, you ain't even know what I'm about to throw down. Checkmate. I'm calling your bluff, okay? I'm calling your bluff all in. That's what I'm doing right now. It's sitting here telling me that you know how to freak with it. All you youngsters out there that listen to this, I'm telling you, find out your local cougar bar. Just go post up and watch a woman take care of you. Watch a woman take care of you. Whoo! It'll shake up your world. It'll change how you view. You'll be a happier person at the end of it. Trust me. Once you get some cougar loving, once you get some of that cougar loving, it's a game changer. You're not playing in the minors no more. No, you got bumped up. You're playing a shift in the bigs, and you better bring your A game, because these cougars don't play. I'm all about them cougars. So, and like, that's what I don't get. Where the fuck and why the fuck? I've never drove past a high school and been like, oh, yeah, shit, yeah, I want to clap some cheeks in this motherfucker. Never in my life. I've drove past a few old folks' home and be like, now we talking. No, I'm just playing. I've drove past a few martini lounges, you know, and looked in and be like, damn, look at these cougars up in here, boy. Like, there was used to be this bar in Lethbridge, what was called Soundgarden or some shit. And it was, I think, a 21 and older club. So the youngsters weren't allowed in there. And that's where the cougs went. And when you were old enough to go to the Soundgarden, boy, oh, you done had a good time. I'm going to tell you that right now. You had yourself a fabulous time with all these cougars, because cougars don't play, man. There's no emotion. They get that. They know what they're in there for. There's no mind games with cougars, okay? There's none of that shit. They know what they want. They want some meat. Give me the meat and get the fuck out of my house in the morning. And that's right there, the shit that makes you fall in love. That makes you go crazy, because that, you know, you've been playing those games on all these youngster bitches. Not saying that in the Chris D'Elia situation, you've been playing them games, and now all of a sudden it gets played on you, and you're like, damn, no wonder these bitches, that shit right there got me. I'm telling you, man, fuck with them cougars. Change your perspective. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know. What is it with Hollywood and pedophilia? You know, what is it with Hollywood and underage fucking girls? I'll tell you this. I don't know. So I don't know why I'm saying this, but it just seems like as soon as you get an absurd amount of money, it's just like, I can do whatever I want. Let me sink my vampire teeth into virgin blood. Like, fuck. Why? Why? And you know what? There's probably numerous occasions that have happened on this planet Earth where men have looked at girls that were young and they look of age. Some of these 17-year-olds are running around looking like they're 28, which is fucked up. I grew up in the era where we had the awkward stage and it lasted for 5 fucking years. High school was just an awkward time to be alive. Girls are overdoing their makeup. It looked like some of them looked like they used a fucking paintball gun. Dudes are, you know, still trying to figure out who the fuck they are. Awkward and weird is a weird time. Kids now, man, kids now are smarter than me. This fucking internet has changed the game, boy. It's changed the fucking game. But like, in the blogs that I did read, I'll obviously, like, there was postings of the conversations that went down in the DM. And as soon as a girl says they're 17, doesn't a red flag go off? Like, say you're like, oh, damn, look at this. There's no, and let's break this down. Let's break this down. Okay. Let's put ourselves in that situation for a minute. Now, this is me personally. If I seen a cute girl on Instagram and I'm like, shit, nothing in the bio, nothing indicates like, oh, you got fucking pictures. There's no high school shit. Very, it looks like the Instagram page of a 20-year-old, call it that, 22-year-old. And you, hey, what's cooking? Even though me, I'm not good looking, famous, or rich enough to be pulling these stunts. But hypothetically speaking, slip into a DM and they're like, oh, and you drop the, how old are you? And they say 17, I'm done. That's where, oh, fuck. Okay, goodbye. I'm sorry for this. I thought you were much older. Time for me to carry on. But to actively, like, I don't know, call it like they use in the media, grooming, I think is kind of fucked up. To me, that's kind of fucked up. Do I look up to Chris D'Elia as a comedian? Yes, I would probably say that. But, you know, who am I to judge? Who am I to shit down this guy's throat? I'm not a perfect fucking human. I'm by no means a perfect human. I've told you all the dumb shit through this podcast that I've personally done. The dumb shit that I've done. You know, the drug abuse, alcohol abuse, being a complete fucking jackass, almost pissing this all away for, you know, over a substance, which I'm glad I shaped up. And I know I talk about it lots, but I think that's a good subject to talk about. Personally, like, I think that's a good subject to talk about because I think, you know, when I did talk about it, a lot of people come forth and I'm grateful that people felt it was okay to reach out to me in a direct message and say, like, dude, thank you for speaking about this. I've been being this jackass for so long and it just became what I thought part of my personality. And I realized that I didn't really like that about myself, where now I've like cleaned up my act. And I'm getting my shit together. So I'm happy that people feel comfortable for doing that. So, and I'm saying, like, if I can be a role model in that sense, I gladly will. But I think something along the lines of Chris D'Elia, I don't, to me, that's just fucked up. And like I said, who am I to judge the whole situation? Because I'm not a perfect human being. In fact, I'm a complete fucking moron. But I don't know, man, that one doesn't sit well. That one doesn't sit well with me. And I think that's kind of an issue. You know, like if you're actively seeking underage women, I think that's fucked up. I would never do that. I would never actively, if I knew in my head, that, oh, this girl's in high school. What? Okay. Smell you never. Not happening. What's your mom doing? What's the coug up to? Is she single? Recently divorced? Perfect. I'll tell you what. I'm here if you need me for emotional support. Right? I'm here if you need me for that emotional support that you need. You know, and to clap some cheeks. I want some cougar snissy. But like I say, man, I don't know. I'm not the person that should be sitting here judging anybody on their behavior, because my behavior is not in terms correct from society's view, which I don't really care. I think this brand resonates a lot well with a lot of people, just due to the fact of the, I wouldn't say careless nature, but the not give a fuck attitude. I think there's a vast difference there. And I'm going to get back to that. Like I said, we're going to be enrolling more media. I want to blow this up and create this into something bigger than I've ever imagined. I hope it gets so big that I got to worry about being canceled. If it gets to that point where I get canceled because I said retarded on this episode, what, like 5-6 times, then I know that I made it. Then I know that I got to a place where my opinion mattered more than it ever should have. That people obviously looked at me for some sort of something. And I don't know, again, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but if we do get to there, then fucking Godspeed. Godspeed. Like I said, I don't know. That's kind of fucked up to me to... After a girl tells you she's 17 and to actively go after it. I've always been attracted to older women for some reason. I don't know why. Probably some childhood issues. I imagine I was at the swimming pool as a young lad and I seen, you know, a nip slip or something. I'm like, damn, boy, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you're at the local pool. Some coug thought it'd be great to do a cannonball off the diving board. And she swims up, props herself up out of the pool, only for half a titty to be hanging out. And then it was then at that moment where I realized that, I think I like what's going on there. I like that. That was good. And then things started happening in my body where I'm looking at older women. You know, you hit that age, that puberty. That's French for puberty. And then things start to change, you know? It's like you're always looking at when you're a young buck. Remember being in grade 6? This is the only time it's appropriate to look at a 17-year-old girl with sexual desires is when you are a young lad. You remember being a kid? You remember being a kid and just being a perverted little fuck? I remember being in grade 6. I remember being in grade 6, homeboy, and all the older girls that played volleyball. Oh, boy. Those times when you're just a youngster and you go back to that special place in your memory bank and you're like, damn, you know. When I was that age, I used to dream of kissing girls like that. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know you kissed them between the knees, but I knew that I wanted to kiss them. There was something going on with their bodies and shit that made me feel weird inside. Made me feel good. Made me feel like I was on cloud 9. You looked and... Oh, man. I remember one time. This is kind of embarrassing, but I'll tell it anyways. I remember one time when I was a young lad. We were in gym class where every fucking horrific boner story comes from. And... there was one lady, and she was a little bit older than our class. Our class, let me explain this a little better. Our gymnasium had a weight room off to the left-hand side, which it had glass in front of it, right? And we're in gym class, and we're doing our thing. Well, this young lady at the time is on the treadmill, and she was heavily chested. She had them, those things, a young man. And keep in mind, this is in the era where internet porn didn't exist when it did. We had to use our imagination when I was a youngster. You fucking kids don't realize how good you got it, okay? Internet porn didn't exist in 2003 like it does now. You understand me? We had dial-up fucking internet that would take 15, 20 minutes to upload one picture, and it went slow. And if your mom answered the fucking phone, it cut the internet off, and you had to restart that bitch, okay? So it was a gamble. We had to get creative. We spent time going out trying to find pornos in your homeboy's fucking brother's bathroom. You did that. That's what you did. You went and you dug and you sniped them. You know how many pornos I sniped from my homeboy's brothers? Too many. That's how many. You know, everybody, if you are the age of, I'm going to cut this off at about 26, 27. You have jerked off to a catalog and you've been proud about it. You've looked. Here's one for the Canadians. You've looked at a Sears catalog. You looked at the Sears catalog lingerie section and you cranked one out. And you can't disagree on that. I know you have, because we were perverted. We put a lot of time. I think that's what, now these kids got so much time on their hands. We, as youngsters, these, you know, call them millennials, we spent time trying to seek out porn. That's what we did. When we hit puberty, we didn't have internet porn. We didn't even have a cell phone. We didn't have that shit. And now we're out here. These kids got porn right in, fucking embedded into their goddamn hard drive upstairs. It's right there all day long. Bam, bam, bam. Pornos. Fuck. You think of something, it's out there. I know it's out there. But we battled for that shit. We battled for that shit. But back to my story. Back to my story. As a young man in gym class, like I said, where boners were just a horrific thing to get. You know what I mean? And they're uncontrollable at that age. Hormones are just spewing through your body. You don't know what to do. And then we got one of the older girls, like I said, in our gymnasium. There was glass windows with treadmills, weight room. The weight room was right there with a glass window. Well, this young lady decided she wants to go for a run. She's working out right now. She wants to get her thing in shape. Well, I don't know if they built sports bras in her size or she just happened to forget it that day. But damn, it was boner fucking genocide throughout that gymnasium. You know how many kids... walking around, tummy tucking boners throughout that day. It was awful. And we all remembered it. We rejoiced. Next class, we were talking about that shit. Damn, you see them things bouncing, dog? Oh, I wonder what they look like. I wonder what it's like to put my face in them. I wonder what it's look like to have a nipple look me in the eye. I wonder what that's like. And you dreamt about that shit. You dreamt about it for a long time because, like I said, we didn't have internet porn in our day. That's what you had to use. And, you know, you found yourself jerking off to imagination. And that right there, my friends, was something that embedded into your fucking cranium for a long time. You and your boys talk about it from time to time. Hey, conversation's getting a little dull. Hey, you remember that time when Snuggle Bunny was up on them treadmills with their double D's bouncing around? Mm-hmm. Shit, I bet you if I called up a few of them and I brought up that shit, they still go to that place in their memory bank and be like, yeah, that's when it was glorious. That's when it was good, you know? That's when life was awesome. is just tummy tuck and boners in gym class to save myself an embarrassing situation while looking at some double D's just bounce around. Boy, she probably, if there wasn't just a little bit of resistance on them things, she was leaving that bitch with a broken nose and a black eye. She's looking like she got speed bagged by Floyd Mayweather. Those puppies were going. And I still think about that from time to time, because it reminds me of a better place. It reminds me when the world was just a happier place, you know, from little moments like that in my memory bank. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to go to a place like that. And I think we all have memories like that, you know, back when you were in high school, right when you, because of my first high school I went to, it was grade 6 to grade 12. So it was very small. So the older girls were in there too. You're coming in as, you know, a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, just hitting puberty. Life's getting good. And we got, you know, you got boobies fucking floating around. You got girls wearing tight clothing. Changes you. Changes you. For the better. For the better. I was always a shy guy. I like to use angles. I'd use mirrors. I was very constructive on the way that I looked at inappropriate things. I didn't directly look at it. I indirectly looked at it off a reflection. You know, the homeboy had his glasses on. I'm looking at him dead in the eyes. He thinks I'm paying attention to him. But there's a G-string hanging out of homegirl's pants. And I was looking at that because I was a little pervert. And that's why I am the way I am today. That's why I'm in the position that I am today. That's why I appreciate strippers the way I do. And I think they need to be appreciated a little more. You know, who don't love going to the strippers? We can appreciate that. And that reminds me, you know, and sitting in there takes me to a place like when I was a youngster, with a big, bright outlook on the world. I hope, and you know, in my head, I hope there's a place where girls just show their boobies. Well, hot damn, son. I thought you'd never ask. Is there actually this place that exists? Why, yes, you, my youngster. Why don't you come with me? Do you got money? A little bit. Yeah, that's okay. That's all you need for right now. Really? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need. Just a little bit of money. And I get to stare at some boobies? Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. How old are you? 13. Gonna have to wait a couple of years. Once you turn 18, there's this place in just outside of your hometown, my friend. It's called the Top Hat. And there's ladies in there that show their boobies for a little piece of change, my man. All you gotta do is go in there, be polite, be polite. She'll show you her boobies. And I'm sitting there as a young man being like, damn, there is a guy. Thank God I'm going to this Catholic high school because he answered my prayer. That's where I want to be right now. And speaking of that, that's where I'm probably going to head right now. And I thank you again for listening to another Danger Cats podcast. Hope I entertained you for another, I don't know how long this was. Hey, let's just be happy we didn't get into the far right wing conspiracy theories because I'm about tired of hearing about them. I'm about tired of hearing about how George Soros is killing us slowly by investing money into vaccines that are going to be injected into your skull to make you drop dead in the street. You're going to get scurvies. Nobody's had scurvies since the 1800s, but you're going to get them, okay? They're going to fucking start throwing oranges and any sort of vitamin C out to sea. You guys hear me? And we're all going to die slowly of the scurvy. You're going to get the scurvy. Just again, a little reminder, dangercatshop.com. Check out code podcast 69. All this talk about boobies, you probably want to go look at some. Perfect. Head to our Patreon, www.patreon.com/dangercat69. A small fee will get you some boobies, my friend. Get you some boobies, some amateur boobies, if you will. And maybe some professional ones too. And that right there is another hour of my time given to you, you lovely bastards. Take care, peace and love.